The September 11th terrorist attacks and the war on terrorism dominate the Pulitzer Prizes for this year handed out yesterday. Eight of this year's 14 Pulitzers were on the topic. The New York Times won seven of the journalism awards, all but one of them for its post-September 11th reporting and photography. From New York, NPR's Rick Carr reports.
Never before has a single story so dominated the Pulitzers. Eight of 14 journalism awards went to coverage of the attacks and their aftermath. And never before has a single paper won as many Pulitzers at once as the Times did. The previous record was three prizes in a single year, which several papers have accomplished. New York Times executive editor Howell Raines, who was new to that job on September 11th, said the paper's staff acknowledged the Pulitzer wins at first by remembering the gravity of the story.
We had a moment of silence in the newsroom for the victims of the World Trade Center and related events and for our Wall Street Journal colleague, Danny Pearl.
Pearl was reporting from Pakistan when he was kidnapped and killed. The Pulitzer for international reporting went to Times writer Barry Birack, columnist Thomas Friedman won for commentary, and Gretchen Morgenson won for her beat reporting on Wall Street. The Times staff won Pulitzers for public service and explanatory reporting, as well as both photography prizes for breaking news and features. Raines said this is the first time the paper staff has won Pulitzers for photography.
That's one of the most satisfying developments of this from a professional point of view, is we think that we have really changed the image of the New York Times from that of a kind of gray paper that runs just the obligatory photographs to a real photojournalism newspaper.
The Washington Post won two Pulitzers, one for an investigative series on the child welfare system in Washington, D.C., and another for national reporting for the paper's coverage of the war on terrorism. The Wall Street Journal won the prize for breaking news reporting. Brian Grulli is a Washington-based editor for the journal. He condensed dispatches from 60 reporters into the paper's September 12th front-page article on the attacks.
Our reporters were getting off subways and out of cabs and off ferries and going to work. And this was happening. I mean, our offices are literally kitty-corner from the World Trade Center.
By afternoon, the journal's New York staff had fled the newsroom. In a statement announcing the prize, the Pulitzer Board lauded the Wall Street Journal for, quote, comprehensive and insightful coverage under the most difficult circumstances. The Pulitzer for Drama went to Top Dog Underdog by Susan Laurie Parks, which made its Broadway debut on Sunday. In this scene, a street hustler and Lincoln impersonator named Lincoln, played by actor Jeffrey Wright, demonstrates the secrets of three-card Monty.
Watch me close now. The red card. See the red card. I see the red card. Red card's the winner. Pick the red card, you pick a winner. Pick a black card, you pick a loser. There's a loser. Yeah.
In an interview with NPR last summer, Parks said the play essentially wrote itself.
I wasn't sitting around thinking, oh man, it would be great to write a two-character play with two guys in it, brother-sibling rivalry, you know? I wasn't thinking that at all. I was just minding my own business. Just moving my hands around on the keyboard, doing this.
That is, typing. The Pulitzer Board awarded the prize for music to Henry Brandt for his composition Icefield. The 89-year-old composer calls his work spatial music. Brandt says each of his pieces is written for a specific concert hall and features groups of musicians positioned strategically around the space to make the best use of its acoustics.
If you put something under a balcony, it's going to be muffled. And if you put something in a corridor outside of an open door, it's going to sound faint and distant. Those are obvious things. Also, high pitches are much more vivid if they're coming from actual high locations.
In Icefield, Brandt put a brass section and a jazz drummer in the balcony of Davies Symphony Hall in San Francisco. Other Pulitzer Prize winners included poet Carl Dennis, historian Louis Menand, and novelist Richard Russo. Rick Carr, NPR News, New York.